What jumped out at me in this was the grumbling of the workers. So the owner of the vineyard hires workers and says, okay, I'll give you a denarian to work all day. And then he finds more later in the day, and he finds more later in the day, and finds more later in the day, and finds more almost at the very end of the day, and hires them also. And they only work an hour. And when he goes to pay them all, he pays everybody the same. And those who were hired first were angry about it. Anger is what jumped at me from this passage. And it might be because I'm reading a book about emotions right now. And anger is one of the emotions that I've read about lately. And so that really, something about the anger grabbed me. And then as I was looking at the lectionary this week, the other passage, or another one of the passages that we might have read this week, is from Jonah, the story of Jonah and the whale. And let me read you just a little piece of that. In this little bit from Jonah, Jonah gets angry too. And to lead up to that, I'm going to tell you kind of more of the story of Jonah, just so you have it in your head. So the story of Jonah is God announcing judgment and destruction against a group of people called the Assyrians, specifically their capital city called Nineveh. And the Assyrians and Nineveh were kind of symbols of enemies of the ancient Israelites. So these are bad people. And God is announcing judgment and destruction against them. And in order to announce that judgment against them, God sent a prophet to them to say, hey, God's going to destroy you. And God chooses Jonah. So I'm going to read you a little bit from chapter 1, chapter 3, and chapter 4. Chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, get up and go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry out against it, for her evil has come to my attention. So Jonah got up to flee to Tarshish, away from the Lord. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship headed for Tarshish, and he paid the fare, and he went aboard to go with them to Tarshish, away from the Lord. And there's this really interesting thing where God wants him to get up and go to Nineveh, and he gets up and goes away. And there's this step downward, downward, downward. He goes from high up in the mountains to down by the coast to on a boat to down in the boat. And then the boat goes out to sail in the other direction that God wants him to go. And a storm comes, and Jonah gets thrown overboard, and he gets swallowed by the whale or the fish, and he goes down into the depths of the sea. There's this down, 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 down. God encounters Jonah in the belly of the whale. The whale vomits Jonah up on the shore, and chapter 3 comes and says, the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, get up and go to Nineveh, that great city, and declare against it the proclamation I am commanding you. So Jonah got up and went to Nineveh, according to God's word. So Jonah goes into Nineveh, preaches against it, warns it, saying that God is going to destroy you in just a few days. And then Jonah, having done his work, leaves. The Assyrians hear what Jonah says and repent. They respond to the message. And now chapter 4. God saw what they were doing, that they had ceased their evil behavior. And so God changed God's mind, stopped planning to destroy them, and he didn't do it. But Jonah thought this was utterly wrong, and he became angry. He prayed to the Lord. Come on, Lord, wasn't this precisely my point when I was back in my own land? This is why I fled to Tarshish earlier. At this point, Lord, you might as well just take my life from me, because it would be better for me to die than to live. He was quite angry. A conversation ensues about Jonah's anger that I'm actually going to read later. But anger is the thing, again, that grabbed me. This passage from the workers in the vineyard, they see God's generosity and get angry. Jonah sees God's mercy and gets angry. And so this anger is the thing that really grabbed me. So I write a lot about anger over the last few days. Most people who categorize emotions and think about them talk about it being one of our core emotions. If you've seen I mean, really, the movie Inside Out is really good about understanding kind of core emotions, that Pixar film. And anger is one of them. It's related, interestingly enough, at its core, probably to being obstructed somehow. When we want something that we can't get, when we need something that's we're being hindered, that kind of hindrance is one of the main causes of anger. In fact, interestingly enough, they said that some research on anger they do with infants, to provoke anger in an infant, they restrain their arm movement. If they can't move, the infant will become angry. So it's this thing about being obstructed. But there's other things that can prompt anger in us. Being insulted can provoke anger. Not only physical obstruction, but kind of intellectual obstruction. Like if we aren't able to get something for some kind of psychological or mental reason, that can make us angry. Danger can sometimes provoke anger. Sometimes fear and anger are very related and go hand in hand. Somebody else being angry can make us angry. I don't know if you've ever realized that. Like, I have no reason to be angry, but you're angry. So now I'm angry too. And then the anger feeds off of each other. And can we get this kind of anger loop can happen. Anger, this author I was reading who has studied emotions extensively, talks about how dangerous anger is. It's the most dangerous of the emotions for a couple reasons. It can be very irrational. When somebody is angry, it's really hard to think about your anger and to think about anything except what you're angry about. And so there's a real danger in anger. It's irrational. It can lead to violence. Some other interesting things about, I mean, all emotions will vary in intensity, right? So in anger, we can be just kind of annoyed, or we can be like rageful and murderous, literally. It can be helpful in that it can point to a need or desire that we have that's being stopped. And so we can pay attention to our anger. Anger is helpful in a society because it can warn others that we're angry and that maybe there's some needs or desires being thwarted. It's really interesting. Now, I could go on about anger and talk about is anger good and how it's good and how to manage it and all that stuff. But here's the thing. This little rabbit trail into anger which could go on for quite a while. This is just a trick. I'm tricking you. I'm playing a trick on you. Because these passages are not about our anger. That's not the point of these. The point of this isn't for me to say, don't become angry, you shouldn't be angry. It's not to moralize anything about us. In fact, these passages aren't so much about you and me. They are about God and God's character. I skipped some of what I read earlier in Jonah. Listen to it again. God saw what those Assyrians, the evil people, the bad guys were doing, that they had ceased their evil behavior. And so God changed God's mind and stopped planning to destroy them. And he didn't do it. But Jonah thought that this was utterly wrong and became angry, and he prayed to the Lord. Come on, Lord, wasn't this precisely my point when I was back in my own land? This is why I fled to Tarshish earlier. I know that you are a merciful and compassionate God, very patient, full of faithful love, and willing to not destroy. I want to interrupt Jonah's prayer, speech, anger here and say that sentence is the core identity of God in the Old Testament. That and the God who liberates the captives from Israel. Those two things. So the liberating God who sets the captives free and compassionate, patient, full of faithful love, everlasting love, loving kindness. It's the Hebrew word chesed, if you remember us talking about that before. Full of this faithful chesed love and willing to not destroy. That is God's character. Jonah goes on in his prayer after complaining that God is so nice. At this point, Lord, you might as well take my life from me because it would be better for me to die than to live. And the Lord responded, is your anger a good thing? But Jonah went out from the city and sat down in the east of the city, and he made himself a hut and he sat under it in the shade to see what would happen to the city, hoping that God would destroy it. Revenge is another part of anger, and I think revenge is really playing into Jonah's character here. Then the Lord God provided a shrub, and it grew up over Jonah, providing shade for his head and saving him from his misery. And Jonah was very happy about the shrub. But God provided a worm the next day at dawn, and the worm attacked the shrub, so it died. And as the sun rose, God provided a dry east wind, and the sun beat down on Jonah's head that he became very faint. And he begged that he might die, saying, "I'm so miserable, it's better for me to die than to live." And God said to Jonah, "Is your anger about the shrub a good thing?" And Jonah said, "Yes, my anger is good, even to the point of death." But the Lord said, "You pitied the shrub, for which you didn't work, and you didn't raise it. It grew in the night and perished in the night. Yet, for my part, I can't pity Nineveh, that great city, in which there are more than 120,000 people who can't tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals." The end. And that's how Jonah ends. And it's really a hilarious ending. It's really a hilarious ending. And Jonah isn't my main point, but man, Jonah is such a good story. And that, I mean, you should end reading Jonah and laugh. God's mercy. You care about the stupid little bush. And God is saying, "I care about all of these people who have lots of pets." The end. And it's just hilarious. So here's the point, besides the hilarity of Jonah and God. This isn't about you or me. This isn't about anger. This isn't about what we should do. This is about God. God is a God who lavishes mercy, even good things, even to people who don't deserve it, even to enemies, even to foreign countries, even to people who worship the wrong God and don't do the right thing. God is a God of compassion and mercy. In the words of Jonah in his own prayer of anger, God is a merciful and compassionate God, very patient, full of faithful chesed love, willing not to destroy. We sometimes get angry about the wrong things. The workers in the vineyard were angry because God was, because the owner, God, was generous. Jonah was angry because God was generous. And the point I want to make is that God is generous. Amen.